This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Guess what day it is? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. No, it is not hump day. It is the day after the impeachment ruse began, and it's chump day. Adam Schiff began the end of his career yesterday. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The level of crazy that you have to be as a Democrat to think that you've got Biden on tape doing exactly what they're accusing Trump of, and you're going to try to transfer that to Donald Trump, that you believe you control the apparatus to such a degree that you can make Americans go, you know what, let's forget about what Biden did, and we're going to just now transfer all that over to Donald Trump. That's just a level of crazy that I didn't think the Democrats could ever get to. I thought the level of crazy that the Democrats stooped to that would never be achieved again was when Bill Clinton wagged his finger and said what the definition of is, and was wagging his finger telling us that, you know, he did not have sex with that woman. And then they changed the definition of sex to where oral sex isn't sex. It's oral sex. You don't say she was doing oral because nobody would understand that. Oral sex. Public Trump hearings beginning. And I love this. I saw this the other day. It said, Democrats predict phenomenal week. It's a phenomenal week for the Democrats when they, number one, impeach a president. That's a good thing. It's a phenomenal week for us as a party. That would be a horrible thing for the nation. The impeachment of Richard Nixon shouldn't have made people feel good. The impeachment of Bill Clinton shouldn't have made people feel good. It's righting a wrong, but you shouldn't feel good about it. They predict a phenomenal week. Woohoo! We're going to have a great week. We've had some bad weeks. You want to know why? Because Jeffrey Epstein, we found out he was murdered. We had some bad weeks. We found out that Mueller's $45 million witch hunt didn't find a witch. We had some bad weeks. Things are pointing towards us. We need a win. Let us get a win. How are we going to get a win? We can't get it on policy because Donald Trump's doing too well. So let's start a new thing. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. First public hearings involving the, quote, potential impeachment of a president since November the 19th of 1998. And the Democrats are happy about it. Now, they insist we're not happy about this. It's a terrible thing when we have to set up a president, when we have to do everything that we could in order to prevent him to win. And then he wins and he continues to build the economy. And we cannot look good as Democrats. So we now have to go to this extreme in order to set up the president, in order to make people believe the lie. This is where we've stooped America. Oh, man. Oh, phenomenal week. They said the Republicans prepared a methodical and vigorous cross-examination. I'm going to tell you something. The people that are going to be looked at in this trial, the people that Schiff has put in front of this committee, this is going to be some fun to watch. I don't know if you guys are watching. But if you aren't, here's what I would tell you. It's not worth watching all of it, at least not so far. It's worth looking at just pieces of it, pieces of it. Now, if you do want to watch it all, you'll see nuance, but you'll get it. Trust me, you'll get it in the pieces. It's been pretty fun so far. Trump's wrongdoing. The president of the United States, head of state, talking to another head of state about potential criminal activity between both countries. And he says, you know, I'd like you to take a look at this. Oh, he's a rival. Well, let me say this. Everything Barack Obama did in 2012, wasn't he doing it potentially against a rival? I mean, can't that argument be made about any move a president made? This is so ridiculous that I'm wondering, how have we not... I don't know what the process is to get an Adam Schiff. But when we can go through this kind of a process to get a president of the United States, when you know this is all lies, why is it we can't get this clown? I don't know what that process is. I'm not going to spend any time trying to figure it out because, you know, I can't do anything about it. But I'll tell you this, I'm curious about it. Well, he can be censured. That doesn't do anything. Why is he not sitting in front of a committee, in front of Congress? Why isn't the Senate or somebody said, no, we're going to look into you? I get all the three branches of Congress and, you know, keeping them separate and, you know, separate but equal, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know that's not what that was about, but you get what I'm saying? They all have their own individual powers that the various branches can have, but somebody needs to be able to get this guy. This guy thinks he thinks he's king. Adam Schiff thinks he's king. And I'm going to tell you, I tweet him every day saying, your day is coming, buddy. Your day is coming. I can't wait. Anyway, more on that in a bit. It's bad news for Bonzo, Joe Biden. Here's what somebody wrote. It is the beginning. It's not even the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. The end is already there, but there are things that come up that make me go, oh, man, Joe Biden. Horrible news for Joe. You guys want to go into it? We don't have much time. Anyway, they said, if anything was clear from Joe Biden's CNN town hall on Monday, it said he served his country honorably and that he should not be president of the United States. Handful of bright moments for Biden during the town hall, beginning, perhaps ending, with foreign policy, a weak point for many of his opponents. Asked whether we need to send more troops, blah, blah, blah. He outlined how he wanted to scale back the wars without making America retreat from the global stage. It was kind of lucid and thoughtful answer that has earned Biden the trust of so many Democratic voters. It stands in sharp contrast to the current president. But after that moment of coherence, things went downhill over and over again. Biden's answers were rambling and discursive, digressing into the only tangentially related side stories and aborted half lines. Over and over again, he failed to answer questions asked of him. Over and over, he sounded like the man he should be, an elder statesman who had his time in office and is now sitting back and sharing stories of the good old days when politics were kinder and made the world a better place. Instead, he's running for president. Scathing. That's scathing. I didn't see it. Did you see the CNN town hall? Do you know anybody that saw the CNN town hall? Biden could not be more of a relic than Elijah Cummings. I guess the only way he could be more of a relic is if he died. He's a relic. Anyway, tons to talk about today. Dissecting this whole thing, what's going on with the impeachment. So maybe we'll do a little bit of that. I'll talk about some of the witnesses.
Let's see what else. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bad times for Democrats. Oh, they are looking forward to an amazing week. They said a phenomenal week ahead for us. I don't know when. I'd like to know when. Democrats are under delusion that this is going to be a phenomenal week for them. This is going to be a horrible week. Horrible week. We'll get into it more in a bit. I want to talk about the Republicans for a bit. I want to talk about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's got some people who are going after him. What's this guy, the former governor or mayor or whatever of Massachusetts, governor of Massachusetts or mayor of Boston or something? He's running. I haven't heard his name in forever. It's funny that, you know, Trump, while the Democrats are still looking for a candidate, here we've got Donald Trump and people are, who's that guy? I don't know who it is. Democrats know there's no way to get Donald Trump. And let me tell you, impeachment ain't going to do it. It's not even going to happen. And for those who, Kevin, you said they would do the impeachment. This is not, this is still the, and maybe you can say I'm splitting hairs, but this is not impeachment. Until they get to the point where they're voting for impeachment, then we'll see what happens. This is a hearing. And let me tell you, I'm going to spare you the time. Now, you can watch him. Go for it. When this is over, The Democrats are going to go, geez, what else can we do? What was that? It was a click. Anyway, they're going to go, what else can we do? We can't get this guy. There's nothing to get. You got a guy who's built the strongest economy in the world, created, put more wealth in the hands of middle-class people than any president in modern history. Housing values up, stock market through the roof. If you're losing money in your 401k, shame on you. Everything's going well. Economy, trade coming in, deregulation, businesses are thriving, businesses want to come to America. What do the Democrats want to do? We got to stop this progress. We can't let this happen. We can't let you make money on your portfolios. We can't let the value of your homes go up. We can't let more blacks go back to work, or Latinos, or women. We got to talk about killing babies and women's right to choose and black people are being oppressed and all this. They don't want any progress. It's funny how the progressives want none of it. What do I always tell you guys? I tell you, when they tell you what they are, they're telling you what they're not. We're progressives. How so? Please explain it to me. Anyway, Donald Trump's got no competition. He had somebody just dropped out of the Republican race. Nobody knows or cares. Nobody knows or cares. I talked the other day about all the strife going on in the Democratic Party. Tulsi Gabbard going and Hillary Clinton in a cat fight. Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren in a sissy fight. Right? Joe Biden still tell her she's such an elitist. She can't commit. People don't want to deal with her because she's an elitist. She is an elitist. Joe Biden is telling you exactly what Elizabeth Warren is. She's an elitist. She wants single payer health care. It's going to cost trillions of dollars, and she can't find the money. It won't even answer the question as to how she could do it, because let me tell you, it isn't going to happen. Number one, she's never going to be president. But number two, if she were president, she's not going to get it done anyway. It's empty promises. The guy who's going to get it done and is getting this stuff done is in office right now. And the Democrats are having a phenomenal week going after him. And they're going after you. They're not just going after conservative you. They're going after everybody in America who is benefiting from this president. Why? Because ideologically, he cannot win. He's upset everything. You want to talk about poking a hole through the fabric of politics? Donald Trump did it. And if they can't assassinate him, they got to get rid of him another way. They got to make sure he is completely erased from history. And they want to erase you. And you know what you're doing? You're fighting back. You, through Trump, you're fighting back. You know what this impeachment thing is. It's a farce. But it's fun to watch. We'll talk more about it. Mark Sanford ended his primary bid against the president. If you don't know who he is, don't worry about it. It don't matter. It don't matter to me. It does not matter. He was a nobody. He's a nobody. And what was so sad is Sanford probably could have had a decent career, but you know, he, like Thune and many of these other, you know, Paul Ryan, they're very stately. You know, they come up through the ranks and you feel like, oh man, he'd be a great president. You know, he's got the look, he's got the whatever, he's, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, as they say. And they're just a bunch of weenies. They're horrible representatives of us. God, anyway, former South Carolina governor and Representative Mark Sanford ended his long-shot Republican primary challenge to President Trump, announced he was withdrawing at a news conference at a news conference. Why would he even bother to call a news conference? Oh, my gosh. These people, what's funny to me is there's such a procedural thing. And I'm going to get into it when we start talking about the impeachment hearings. Because what people are mad about is when somebody breaks tradition. See, if Trump were losing as bad as Sanford was, just using him as a example, Donald Trump would just say, hey, I'm going to issue, his campaign would issue a press release. He'd say, hey, I'm going back to The Apprentice. I'm dropping out of the race. Here, boom. He'd leave. But Mark Stanford calls a press conference to announce he's leaving. I bet you there aren't 100 Republicans in the country that even knew the dude was running. What do you think he's running for if he's going to call a press conference when he leaves and he didn't even make a dent? I mean, it's like throwing a BB at an elephant and expecting an elephant to die. God. He's the news conference. The early primary state he had made the focus of his struggling White House bid. Mark Sanford says he'll challenge Trump for president, but that just got harder to do. Because he blamed the impeachment inquiry against Trump for making it harder to make policy-based arguments against the president, including deficit reduction, slashing government spending. Now, for the record, Mark Sanford's right. We need to be looking at deficit reduction and slashing government spending. And I think Donald Trump would be happy to look at these. I know he's looked at it. He's made every department cut its budget, etc. But he also knows it's these long-term commitments to Medicare and Social Security and all that that's really eating into the government and causing us to balloon these deficits. And he will get to it. But when you consider how much Donald Trump's been embroiled in things that the left are trying to keep him to, you just say to yourselves, I'm shocked he got this much accomplished. But he's right on that. But Sanford says, I'm suspending my race for the presidency because impeachment has made my goal of making the debt and deficit and spending issues a part of this presidential debate impossible right now. Sure, that's the reason you got out. Yeah, because you couldn't get a word in edgewise because of Donald Trump and the impeachment. Sure.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The teen suspect of a Santa Clarita High School shooting survived a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This student can't believe what happened.
Two of my friends are still in there, and it was very scary because nothing like this has ever happened to me. This is the first time.
The suspect is in custody and is being treated at a local hospital. One other person is dead, and at least two others are injured and in critical condition. This student at the high school tells KTTV in Los Angeles,
"We just seem so much more safe than a lot of schools, and for it to happen here, it's just... can't even comprehend it. It doesn't make sense to me how this could happen here.
An FDA official says there's no updates 2 months after the White House announced it was seeking a ban on all e-cigarette flavors except tobacco. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
House Intel Chairman Adam Schiff, the Democrat, refusing to approve the Republicans' impeachment witness list, which includes some pretty big names like Hunter Biden and the whistleblower themselves. And as we head into public hearings, the question today is, will the president be given a fair chance to defend himself in hearings that are controlled by Democrats? Here to debate that, Democratic strategist Kevin Chavis, and Republican strategist Lauren Claffey. Guys, thanks for coming on this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's start off with the list here, the Republicans' wish list, they're calling it. We're going to start, we show you here, if we can pull it up. There we go. Hunter Biden right there on the left side. Big one, of course, Devin Archer, another Burisma guy. Alexander Chalupa, the whistleblower, themself, Nelly Orr, worked for Fusion GPS. And then there at the bottom, Tim Morrison, David Hale, Kurt Volker. These are more administration-type people. Lauren, I want to start with you. Of those names, do you think any of those will be allowed to testify?
I think some of them will be allowed to testify, specifically some of the ones that Adam Schiff and the committee have already interviewed that have been part of the administration. But look, Adam Schiff has a very strategic goal in mind for this, and that is to control the conversation, to keep the focus on President Trump and keep a very negative spotlight on what's going on. So the fact that he's able to deny the Republicans' request for certain witnesses and to bring up that testimony, he's going to couch that as, oh, it's not within the scope of the inquiry, but really what he's trying to do is control the media narrative around this to make sure that there's as much negative publicity on President Trump as possible.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So, she's exactly right. They don't want Hunter Biden. I mean, people critical to this investigation, Hunter Biden, there, no way would Schiff let that crackhead testify. Are you kidding me? He would destroy the Democrats. No way would he get to testify. They would Epstein him before he ever got to the court, to the hearings. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Devin Archer, who worked for Burisma, the actual whistleblower? How dare the Republicans request the person who supposedly blew the whistle? I mean, do you understand how crazy this is? Am I being sarcastic enough when I'm explaining this? She was right, the young lady who spoke, who said he wants to set the strategic goal of controlling the conversation, deny requests for witnesses, and then he'll say, those witnesses aren't in the scope of this. The scope of it. Directly involved with Ukraine. The whistleblower, Hunter Biden. I would subpoena Joe Biden. They say, no, we can't do that because, you know, it would go outside the scope. I'm curious. I really want to know. Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255, or get a hold of us at the website, kjradio.com. Explain to me, do you believe that they could get away? Do you believe they think they could get away with this? Because let me tell you, they aren't getting away with this. I just want you to be clear. That won't happen. So I'm just curious. I need to play another part of this clip because it goes on to explain other elements of this. And now he's going to go to the other guy. His name is Kevin, so don't get confused. This is at Fox News. They're going to go to the other guy and ask him about what's happening with this. And then, so there's two additional clips I want to play. This next one is the Democrat strategist is going to talk about this and give you their side of the argument. And I want to see if you buy it. So here's the Democrat strategist talking about this.
Kevin, let's listen to Lindsey Graham from yesterday.
I consider any impeachment in the House that doesn't allow us to know who the whistleblower is to be invalid, because without the whistleblower complaint, we wouldn't be talking about any of this.
Your response to that, Kevin?
Well, to me, it'd be like asking to unmask Deep Throat in 1974, when at this point it really is irrelevant who the whistleblower is, because the testimony or the story that the whistleblower put forward has been corroborated by multiple officials now. So at this point, it's pretty clear that there seemed to be a quid pro quo there, and I think what you're going to see is a lot of the GOP members of the House during this inquiry, they're going to basically try to distract and create chaos and make this like it's a partisan show. But
welcome back, everybody. So the idea for the Republicans is to distract and create chaos versus as very relevant questions of why can't Hunter Biden be there? Why can't Joe Biden testify? Why can't the whistleblower? It's been corroborated. His or her testimony has been by whom? By whom? Now, I know these are questions you ask yourselves, and you're going, Kevin, you're just saying the things that we're saying. Yeah, they deserve to be asked over and over and over and over and over until we get these guys to admit what we already know. They don't want the relevant people to testify because it indeed is a sham event. He equates it to unmasking Deep Throat. No, it isn't. There's no evidence. Donald Trump released a transcript. What's the evidence? A head of state working with another head of state to root out corruption from a former administration? It's been done before. I mean, if we really wanted to get serious about looking at Barack Obama and what his team has done, there'd be so many people in prison, it would be pathetic. Running arms in Libya to cover up the Benghazi, using the Benghazi thing to cover up what was happening in Libya and getting these arms over there. It's exactly what was happening. You don't have to be an insider to know that. Sending money, billions of dollars, unleashing billions of dollars to the number one sponsor of terrorists, sending cash money in the middle of the night in multiple currencies on jumbo jets? Who does this? Mr. Transparency? That's who did it? Running arms into Mexico so you could create a revolution and allow for a flood of refugees, and I'm using my finger quotes, because you can't get your immigration policy, the illegal immigration policy, to be bought on by the American people. So you want to declare a bunch of Mexicans as refugees because you're going to start a civil war in their country? That's what Barack Obama and Eric Holder and the left were doing. Nobody wants to, I mean, I don't know how much people want to talk about it, but that's what was it, the thing called the, I don't even remember the name, but Fast and Furious. Thank you. I was going to get to it. Producers think they know everything. They don't know everything. You don't know everything. That's what they were doing. An administration that was so afraid of you, the public, you, the conservative public, that they would keep you from getting 501c3 status. They would target your organization so you couldn't mount a defense against them. That's what they did. That's what the IRS did. Lois Lerner should be in prison. We had an attorney general, a sitting attorney general, who did not want information to be leaked out about Hillary Clinton. So the former president and wife of the candidate gets a meeting on the tarmac in Arizona where they discuss golf and grandkids, right? That's what we're supposed to believe. And then what happens? The wheels of justice somehow spin in the favor of Hillary Clinton. And James Crooked Comey says, oh, no, we don't have enough idea around intent in order to do anything to Mrs. Clinton, to former Secretary of State Clinton, because she only deleted 33,000 emails that we subpoenaed. She only bleached bitter servers. She beat up her phones with hammers. She's had people declare themselves, she had people killed. She's had people, and by the way, Comey was complicit by saying, I'm going to give you immunity in advance of anything that you may tell me. And he gives immunity to the entire staff. But no, no harm, no foul. This is our system, folks. This is what people want us to buy into. Nothing crooked happening here, boy. Four people killed in Benghazi over the nonsense of Hillary Clinton. Patriots. People who want nothing but the best for this country. You know what they were, they targeted this group out of Houston, Texas about? Voter integrity. That's what the IRS went after Catherine What's-Her-Name's organization over voter integrity. It isn't like our organizations fight like for things like we want, you know, children killed in the schools. And, you know, it isn't crazy ideas. It's things like, hey, we don't believe you should be teaching children about sex in schools at the age of 8. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It wouldn't make you an ogre in any culture to go, look, I just don't think you should teach kids sex. We can disagree about it, but it wouldn't make you an ogre. It wouldn't be like saying, you know what? I think that we should allow pedophiles to be babysitters. Who's with me? It's not like that. Everything that you espouse to are things that make sense. People can disagree. We can argue when things can happen, but you're not a bad person. The left will do bad things. They will set up voter registration in order to crookedly get voters in. Voter registration for us is we just want you to come, see the facts, and vote. Anyway, there's a lot more to talk about when we come back on this clip from Fox News and the impeachment farce.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Adam Schiff sent this to Representative Devin Nunes. Lauren, I want you to respond to this. The impeachment inquiry and the committee will not serve as vehicles for any member to carry out the same sham investigations into the Bidens or debunk conspiracies about 2016 U.S. election interference that President Trump pressed Ukraine to conduct for his personal political benefit. Saying that it's debunked, the Hunter Biden story and all of this with Burisma is debunked because Ukraine investigated it. Do you think that it's a bit partisan that Adam Schiff is not curious about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Biden, that whole controversy deserves a good spotlight on it, especially since we're considering Vice President Biden to be possibly president, right? I mean, he's right. Actively campaigning. So I think that there does need to be a good look at that, and to call it debunked is a little premature.
A little premature, huh? All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. I want to go over a few headlines here. These are headlines leading into the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, what is going to be a farce. Biggest backfire. The Democrats continue to make the biggest miscalculations politically in their history. And I'm loving it. I mean, I'm McDonald's all over this. Anyway, here are some headlines. This one's from NBC News. Trump rages about impeachment on Twitter, but he has, and he can't read the rest. But he says, Trump complained that he would be getting no lawyer and no due process during the House impeachment hearings set to begin on Wednesday. The irony, of course, is that Trump is unhappy about how the impeachment process is unfolding. That's what, then they stop. That was NBC News. So they want you to believe he's raging about this. Holy cow, what are they going to do to me? Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I'm in bad shape. The next one, Democrats push impeachment rules over repeated GOP objections. That was Fox News. Here's the next one from The Hill. GOP group presses Republicans to take impeachment, and it stops. It says, Republicans unveil defense strategy ahead of public impeachment. 60-second ad from the Republicans for the rule of law includes footage, dot, dot, dot. Here's one from The Hill. Fox News analyst, Republicans are protesting their own, stops. And then here's the little snippet. Judge Andrew Napolitano, an analyst for Fox News, said that House Democrats are following the impeachment rules that Republicans put in place. So he's trying to say that the Republicans are mad about their own rules in the House. Maybe they are. I don't know. Napolitano, not exactly the guy I thought he was. And here's the final one that I was able to get on the snippet. How the Democrats' impeachment rules neutralize some key, dot, dot, dot. From the moment the House Democrats launched their impeachment inquiry, President Trump and Republicans have, dot, 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 probably complained, right? Complained about what? Due process? Getting to see who you're, confront your accuser and rebut actual witnesses and bring in all the evidence of what you're discussing? Yeah, I think they would have a few things to complain about. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Biggest political mistake in Democrats' history. And what's funny, they just keep getting bigger. But this, folks, may be the last one. The coup de grace. What does that mean? The coup d'etat? Is it the coup de grace? I speak French, but the coup de grace would be the takeover of fat? Coup d'etat, I know what that is. That is the takeover of state. But coup de grace? Maybe I've just coined a new French phrase. Oh, my gosh. So now, here's some of the witnesses. Bill Taylor, longtime diplomat, 50-year career in government service. He returned to the Ukraine this year after Secretary of State Pompeo asked him to lead the embassy. Graduate of West Point, infantry officer, 101st Airborne, Vietnam. You know, got the credentials, right? Trump recalls Ambassador Maria Yovanovitch after what others would testify was a smear campaign against her. When Taylor returned to Kiev, he was stunned at what he found. And here's what they wrote. I discovered a weird combination of encouraging, confusing, and ultimately alarming circumstances. Wonder what they were. And here's what he said. The diplomat went on to describe the irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official one. He soon learned it was being run by Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and others from the administration. A confusing and unusual arrangement, he testified. Now, let me explain why that's such an interesting statement to me. You have politics that's run as usual. It's like business as usual. There's an old saying, business as usual. Politics as usual. So I'll use the example of trade. Donald Trump says, so what's business as usual with trade? Oh, we just get our butts kicked. We spend roughly $800 billion a year giving to other countries. And it's just the way that it is. As Barack Obama said, baby black Jesus, it's the new norm. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. We're not bringing manufacturing back. We have to get used to this new paradigm and how trade works. We're going to get screwed. We're not making things anymore. So that's just the way it is. And Trump comes in and says, wait a minute. I don't get it. I don't understand this protocol. I don't understand this arrangement. So he says, I'm going to implement something else that's going to upend this system where we're getting our butts kicked. And where when you mention it, people go, oh, you don't want us to lose the war on trade, the trade war. And Trump's going, lose the trade war? There is no trade war. You're the carnage. The war is over. You've lost. What I want to do is I want to create an uprising. Or, as Ambassador, what's-his-face would say, Ambassador Taylor, create a confusing and unusual arrangement. And what's confusing about it is the U.S. will start winning the trade war. So now he comes back, he's replaced Yovanovitch, and he says, you know, it was strange what was going on over there. They got all these communiques and things, and they're not going through the normal channels. I would ask you, did Hillary Clinton go through the normal channels as Secretary of State? Did Barack Obama go through the normal channels when he was deep-throating, talking about, hey, I'm going to, you know, he used a different name when he was talking to Hillary Clinton on her private server, then says he doesn't even know she has one? Is that normal channels? I could go on with normal channels. Normal channels, would you have with your chief of staff's husband, who's a sex predator, would he have your emails on his computer if you were going through normal channels? It's crazy. Anyway, I love this. Trump is not, he's not doing things the normal way. Let's impeach him. He isn't saying things exactly as we want. Let's impeach him. Barack Obama says to Medvedev, listen, once I'm reelected in 2012, I'll have a lot more leeway. Do you think that Adam Schiff went, what does that mean? Wait a minute there. Pump your brakes, baby black Jesus. You can't just say things like that. Do you think that happened? Afraid not. So anyway, let's look into Masha. Marie Masha Yovanovitch. She's twice served as an ambassador. Armenia and the Kyrgyz Republic. Before being confirmed as the ambassador to Ukraine in a voice vote in 2016. This was July of 2016. So she was confirmed not during the time of Donald Trump, during the time of Barack Obama. In a voice vote. They said, seen as a tough ambassador at a time when the U.S. is trying to root out corruption in the young democracy. Do you honestly believe that Barack Obama was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine? Because if you do, I have some mountain land I'd like to sell you in Louisiana. Root out corruption. They said, she was recalled by Trump last spring. And in her recall, they said she was, a campaign that targeted her as incompetent and pushy and all this other stuff. Anyway, she's testified on October the 11th that she was told that people were looking to hurt her. One senior Ukraine official said she needed to watch her back. I wonder from whom, because the deep state, the operatives that exist, they aren't Trump's. Donald Trump's a businessman. He's like, let me get in here and clean things up. If you have to watch your back, if it were me, I'd be looking at Hillary Clinton first and Barack Obama in second. That's who I'd be looking for if I was going to watch my back. So these are the two of the people that have been allowed to testify, and they're going to dish some dirt on the Trump team is what's going to happen. Biggest backfire in American history, folks, is about to occur. Democrats have been warned. They poked the tiger one time too many. I'm anxious to see it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.